Chapter 4. An Irish girl from Queens married an Italian gangster. That was odd all by itself. The mobs were clannish, keeping to their own. Italian mobsters married Italian women. Irish mobsters, Irish women. The few Polish and Jewish gangsters left did pretty much the same. It was about trust, or some twisted version of it. About keeping money and territory in the family, a kind of feudalism. What was Bridget O'Malley doing with Carl Colucci? Taylor took a left on Walnut and another on Main Street, walking downhill all the way, gravity pulling him toward the Hudson River and the station. The streets of the Little River Village were already dead at 7:30 p.m. Most of the shops on Main were closed, except for one dive bar and a restaurant called The Whistle Stop. A northbound train let off commuters getting home late from long workdays or dinners after work. The train platform was soon empty and quiet. Nobody but Taylor was going back into the city at this late hour. He considered his short but informative visit to Carl Colucci's house. Liam O'Malley, furious at the death of his daughter, blamed Colucci and his bosses. What did O'Malley know about their business? What had he heard from his daughter? How much would he tell? O'Malley was a solid lead. Pissed off people wanted justice. Pissed off people often talked to get it. In itself, there was also something odd about Colucci agreeing to the interview, like he honestly wanted the murder solved, like he was a normal guy dealing with terrible trouble. That didn't make sense if the man already knew a drug war with the Chinatown Tong got his wife killed. Anyway, the mob never asked for help, not from the law or the press. They settled things on their own, with lots of bodies all over the place. Colucci's weird behavior, normal if this situation were normal, needed explaining. Unanswered questions were the path to a story. Every second light bulb on the train platform was out. Taylor wasn't sure anymore who ran this railroad. He called it the New York Central.